Sassy Chicks podcast. I am here with one of my friends from Tampa, Olivia Vidfuera. I think I said that right.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Hey, guys.
So we're here. We're recording a podcast in person, which I haven't done in a hot second. So we're going to see how this goes. Normally, I do it remotely. And I'm like looking at the screen because it's a Zoom screen. But Olivia's right in front of me. We're sitting on my bed. So we're going to be chilling. Yeah, anyway, Olivia, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, it's summer. I'm thriving. Can't complain.
We're thriving in our summer era.
Yeah.
We were supposed to feel like 98 to 100 degrees today.
Yeah. So. No, it's a warm one.
It was a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're excited to just kind of talk about who Olivia is, why she's here in Tampa, and how we know each other. But first, we're going to get into our classy and trashy moment. So Olivia, do you have a classy moment?
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to share my classy moment. So
I'm excited to hear it.
This has to do with like dating and boundaries and stuff like that. Okay, so this fireman is trying to date me.
Okay, fireman.
Fireman. Yeah. He's blonde also.
Okay.
And you guys just...
Oh, I know who this is. It's the one.
Yeah, I told you about... Okay, yes, okay. Yeah, like yes, Top Gun vibes. Fireman. Yeah.
Okay. I know I can pick.
So I feel like we should do like a disclaimer because... You guys, like, I'm just very silly. Like, this is going to be a very silly podcast. Like, there will be giggling. Like, there will be jokes. Anyway, so this fireman is trying to date me and these other men as well. Anyway, some of them are like, oh, you know, can I get your Snapchat? And I've stopped giving that out. I'm like, no. We're not 12 anymore.
No, that's such a, like, especially when men ask, it's just so cringy.
It's so cringy.
So cringy.
And actually, the fireman did not ask for my Snapchat, but I mentioned him because I did have to, like, draw other boundaries because he was trying to, like, text me a whole bunch. And I don't like to, like, text back and forth. Like, even if I'm bored, like, I have to draw that boundary because it's like then you start thinking that you know them and that you're close with them or whatever,
right?
And it's like
you met these guys in person, correct?
Right, well, some of them, yes, some of them, but firemen I have not met in person, right? And so I don't want to be like texting some random man.
No, for sure, you know? For sure. You, when you don't even know him, when I mean you don't have any like obligation to,
yeah,
not even in a kind of relationship with him, like,
yeah, nothing,
date,
yeah,
right?
Nothing has occurred.
Exactly.
So I made that clear to him amongst other boundaries that I was like, you know, like certain first date ideas. I was like, I don't like to do that on a first date. You know, like certain things I was like, you know, I feel like, you know, dinner is fine for a first date. I don't like when guys, like, I'm a Pilates instructor and I don't like when guys are like, let me take your Pilates. Like, you can take my class, but not, yeah, like some guys, like, that's what they lead with. Yeah, no, it is weird. And then they're like, then it gets creepy because they're like, oh, like, do you do like a one-on-one session? And I'm like, no. So yeah, lots of boundaries. It's honestly like, actually exhausting how many like boundaries I have to draw with these men because they're so
good first date ideas.
A good first date, anything, just like getting food. I feel like getting food or coffee is fine.
Yeah.
I usually can't do coffee because
I do not. One thing that, well, obviously I'm in a relationship now, so I'm not like going
right.
Dates,
yeah,
but I wouldn't do coffee dates because I think that I feel like coffee dates kind of gives the guy the easy way out because it's like it's not a whole, like, you can go on a coffee date with a million and one girls because, like, what, you're paying for the $5 coffee, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's,
yeah,
it doesn't show like actual interest. Dinner, it's like
that's
a commitment.
True.
It's like, okay, I'm gonna buy this girl dinner and a drink and like,
yeah,
sit down with her for an hour and like get to know her. Coffee, you could be like, oh yeah, I gotta run. Like,
yeah, coffee can be really short. Yeah,
dates, I mean, right, it's better than like taking your Pilates class.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So you set boundaries with fireman by telling him not to text or what?
Yeah, I was like, because he just kept asking me questions and stuff, and I was like, hey, like, you know, by the way, like, I just don't really like texting this much. Like, you know, text me in a couple, because I was super busy too, like, this past week. And I was like, text me in a couple days and, like, we'll make a date, whatever.
Right.
And he did do that.
That's good.
So that's, yeah, like, you know, you have to, like, make these things clear from the jump, or else they're going to be, like, they think they can, like, do whatever, you know, add you on any social media or, like, whatever it is, you know?
And it also shows him that, like, you have a life, and hopefully he does too, because I feel like guys, especially if you meet them from, like, dating apps, they can be, like, sort of obsessive and, like, want your full attention before without any commitment. Yeah. And that's totally unhealthy. Like, you don't owe these guys anything.
Exactly, so. Exactly.
Well, that's good. That's a classy moment.
That's a classy moment. I'm really just, I've been doing that. Like, I keep on, like, adding new rules for myself with dating because I'm just exhausted. Like, it's like
you get burnt out in anything, and you totally get burnt out in dating. If you don't have those rules out, if you're going on a date every night.
Exactly.
And, like, you know, and, like, the guys aren't committing, or, like, you're not, and you're texting them all the time, all these different guys, you're losing track of them. Yeah.
Exactly. It's too much.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah.
My classy moment was probably just going to DC because.
That is a classy moment.
I just always feel like it's really cool because obviously you can make change in any part of the country, but when you're in, like, the nation's capital, it just feels like you're closer to the change in some way, you know? And it's like whenever you have a press conference, you can have a press conference down here, but, like, certain news networks will show up, certain of them won't. In DC, everybody's there. Like, everybody sees, everybody comes out. It's just such a, like, if you want to make a statement, you can make it in D.C., and it makes such a bigger impact than anywhere across the country. So that's my classy moment.
Oh, that was, like, the ultimate classy moment.
I just realized that when I was in D.C. this time, I was like, why do I always feel like things just, like, happen here? It's because that's where everything happens, you know? Like, that's where all the policies are made. That's where all the law, the huge laws are made.
Yeah, everyone's already there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I would never live in D.C. I could not. But it's really cool going there every once in a while.
Yeah.
So that was good. And we were there this weekend.
That looked cool.
Trashy moment.
Okay.
You have a funny one? Is this a story that you were talking about?
The story that I want to tell you, I guess, is, like, sort of my trashy moment, but it's less that I just found myself in a trashy moment.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But it's so funny. Okay, let me tell you. Okay, so as you know, I was, like, really trying to get on a boat for my birthday.
Yeah.
And, and somehow, like, my friend knew someone, and he, like, took us out on his boat, and it was, like, him and his friend and then these other girls, whatever.
Right, this is a while ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's so funny because, whatever, we go on the boat, we have a really good time. Obviously, the guy that owns the boat is, like, pretty wealthy. Because he owns a boat and a yacht. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. He's a little older too. I think he was, like, 38. Yeah. He's got that money.
He's only 38. Casually 20 years older.
Yeah. But he was, like, really nice. And he actually did a few, like, nice things for my birthday. Even though he didn't know me, he brought some, like, festive brownies and, like, a few other. And he had, like, a sparkler for me. I was like, oh, this is, like, fun and different. So it was really cute. Anyway, we get, like, back to land. And we didn't really have any plans. And so he was like, oh, like, everybody come over to my place. We'll have, like, snacks and go with hot tub, whatever. We're like, sure. And we're already, like, all in our bathing suits and stuff like that, right? But his friend, who I think his friend thrives off of, like, using this guy's money to, like, you know, entice girls or something. Probably. You know what I mean? Which is weird because it's not his own money, but I think he, like, just enjoys, like, the opulence and, like, kind of, like, luring people in with that. But anyway, his friend... We're just, like, hanging out at this guy's house, like, having a charcuterie board. But, like, the pool did look enticing, and we were, like, thinking about going in. And so we're, like, hanging out, and then his friend says to, like, me and my other friend that were there, he was like, oh, like, you guys have to check out the, like, bikini drawer. And we're like, what? I wish I was making this up. The rich dude, first of all, his house is, like, huge, but he has in his room a designated drawer of just, like, basic black bikinis for whenever, like, women come over and they want to, like, last minute go in the hot tub and they don't have a suit.
What?
But, like, every size, like, multi, like, different colors too. And I was like, what are you saying? And he takes us over and there's literally bikinis of every size, like small, medium, large, whatever. And there's like a whole like big drawer of them. And that's, I'm like, what?
Crazy. Yeah. That is a different level of dedication. What the heck?
I know. And it was just, I got like the creepiest like Hugh Hefner vibes from all of that. I was like, what?
So weird. Where was this man?
What do you mean where?
Like what area? Was he in like, oh, Tampa?
No, like Tampa somewhere. I don't know exactly. Yeah.
I know. That just gives me the ick.
It was a very like, when you think about it for a minute, you're like, ooh, like that's kind of chilling.
I don't know. Yeah, that's pretty creepy, like
horror. Yeah, he says that he like every few months he like stocks up from like with Amazon bikinis.
Every few months? Yeah. How many girls is he having there?
I guess a bunch. I think, well, he did say that he likes to like host a lot of parties.
Yeah.
But still, like, right. Yeah.
I mean, in the best case scenario, it's nice. Like, it's nice that he has bikinis for people.
Right.
But it's also like he's a man and they're probably.
And they're like revealing bikinis.
That's
too,
but, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's. Did you take a picture of these?
So bikinis? I should have. You know what? I should have. Yeah.
Ooh.
It was.
Well, that's a weird story. That is. Yeah. It's just like you found yourself in a trashy moment.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Isn't that bizarre? But
that
anyway.
Is bizarre.
Yeah. So that happened.
That's funny. Yeah. I think Olivia knows what my trashy moment is because she's looking straight at me.
You guys are not ready.
I kind of wish there was video right now.
Oh, yeah.
So my whole face right now is full of, I don't even want to look in the mirror. It's full of fake freckles, but they're like not.
You're not looking quite right.
They're like, so basically, long story short, there's this girl on TikTok who. Like, she does, like minimalist beauty stuff, right? So, like, I've tried some of, I've, not necessarily her, but I've tried some of the other stuff before. Like, you put on, like, fake tan to, like, make as bronzer. Have you tried that before?
No, I haven't.
It's like, I do all this stuff in the summer because it's so incredibly hot outside that you don't want to put on makeup. So, I did her, like, you basically put on, like, frame your face with, like, fake tanner as bronzer, and it, like, stays on for a couple of days, and it's gorgeous. Like, I love it. It works really well. So, I've done that. Trying to think if there's anything else, but it's like minimalist stuff so that it'll like basically like, you know, staining your eyebrows or something like that and it'll stay for a couple weeks.
Yeah, like low maintenance, high maintenance thing.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So she was like the other day, she was like, well, like telling us what she does for freckles, and she uses beard dye, like men's beard dye, to put in dots on her face as freckles. So I tried it. You should have seen it this morning. It was worse when I first did it.
No way.
I don't think I showed you video when I first did it.
I don't think so.
It was
dark and big.
So I put it on with like the back of a like hair clip, like I saw her do, and they were enormous. I looked like one of those dogs, the Dalmatian. I still look like a Dalmatian. So then my roommates were like looking up like different ways to take it off. Like olive oil, we tried like all these different, like, alcohol, like, rubbing alcohol, nothing gets it off. Makeup remover, like, even, like, my crunchy makeup remover that I love that gets anything off my face does not get it off. So,
now, the bomb? Did you try the bomb?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank God I don't have, like, an event this week because I, like...
How long does that stay?
I was texting my boyfriend and he was like, yeah, beard dye is supposed to, like, stay on your face because it, like, goes on your beard. It's, like, worse than henna, worse than, like, hair dye because it's supposed to go on your face. So I don't even know. And, like, 4th of July is this weekend. Like,
yeah.
But, anyway, that's my trashy mom. I feel a little insecure about that. You live and you learn. So, guys, I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but I think I'm going to try it again, but like very small dots because it needs to be tiny and I didn't realize how tiny it needed to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway.
You made them quite large.
Okay. My roommate was like, I cannot even look at you.
So. But like the more I look at you, the more that I'm like, you know, maybe like. If I didn't know how you looked, the nose is really bad. Yeah.
The nose is like big dots.
Yeah. Maybe if you just put some like light makeup over it. And it might like still show through a little bit, but look normal.
It might look a little more normal than it does right now. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So that's my trash moment. Wow, that was some fun, classy trash moment. Let's get into talking about Olivia and who she is and why she's here and why we know each other. So I don't know, give us a short, like, little 2-minute bio. Like, who are you and why, how did you end up sitting in my bed this afternoon?
That's a loaded question. I came from work, which is why
that's Tuesday.
I moved here to Tampa. So I'm from South Florida. Always been a Florida girl my whole life. I love Florida. I'm from like Boca Raton. My whole family's Catholic, raised Catholic. I'm still Catholic and very pro-life, which is how I met Savannah, sort of, because I just happened to like follow all these like pro-life live action type accounts. And one day I don't even know how long I followed you for, but like one day you posted something in Clearwater, Tampa, and I was like, oh, you live here? Like, we should meet up. I was like, I'm Catholic and I'm pro-life and like we should be friends.
And you also like posted in Culture of Life or something. You posted one of the Culture of Life dresses, and I remember seeing that. And
yes.
You
know what I mean?
Like, because there's some people who would like lie to you and be like, oh yeah, or, like, and like I want to meet out and up, especially right after Roe, and they were like, they're like totally the other side. So I just check accounts to like make sure. I don't know if I ever told you this, but I saw that you posted with Culture of Life fashion.
Oh, so you're like, she's valid.
So yeah, but then, so that was like a while ago.
Yeah.
But then we didn't actually meet up for a while because it was like around the holidays, I think.
Yeah.
And we were both like traveling, and then we met up for dinner.
Yeah.
And yeah, the rest is history.
Yeah.
So.
Now she's my girl.
Yeah. We just hang out all the time. Olivia does my Bible study with me.
Yeah.
And so where do you work?
So I work, oh my gosh, what if I like, am I not supposed to say like, I'm sure it's fine. I work at Salem Media Group in Tampa.
You could just say a Christian.
I could have said that. Yeah, we're
fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're gonna be listening to the Classy Chicks pod.
I don't think so.
And I also hope not, because that was a crazy bikini story I just told. But I don't think they could handle that. Like, they can't even handle when I show my shoulders, and so they would probably have a conniption. Anyway,
Let's hope your boss isn't listening, Olivia.
Yeah, I know, right? Shout out GM. It's a conservative Christian media group. I was super pumped when I first got hired because I was looking at like the Daily Wire and like different, like, you know, right wing type of companies to work for, because I'm in marketing and things like that, and I'm super into like conservative politics. And you know, I loved it at first, but then it like turned a little sour, and I don't know how to explain it. It's such a bizarre situation that I'm in. But I'm basically, I feel like my supervisor kind of is just hoarding all of the like important work and things like that. And so I'm like 9 to 5 in the office, and I'm quite bored most days. So I'm looking for another more stimulating job. Some stuff is really cool.
Long story short, if anybody is listening to this, works in media and knows of a good stimulating job, I would say, instead of just like sitting in an office desk, and I know how that was, because I also had an office job. I didn't hate it like you did, but like you do, but I understand how like tedious office work can be. If anyone's, you know, in media and it's more like sort of the Daily Wire, Isabel Brown, stuff like that, has a job, then
let me know.
So why do you like politics? Because like politics, the pro-life movement, why, like, what got you into that? Like, do you remember a specific time, or do you remember a specific person that you saw and you were like, I want to be like that person?
That's a good question. I don't know. I've kind of been like in it for a while. Probably around like 2020 was when things got like super heated, and I was like, wow, I really need to like stand my ground. But yeah, I started being like a super big fan of like the Daily Wire and like Turning Point stuff around that time. And then I've always been like super pro-life. Like, I feel like that's something I can always like 1000% get behind. Like, there's things in the conservative movement that I'm like, we shouldn't be like, you know, bashing this person or whatever it is. But I feel like pro-life stuff is so consistent and so like there's never going to be a reason to like not fight for that. Right. You know what I mean? So that's always been like the most important thing for me. And I remember going to the March for Life when I was little, and like I've just always like been super passionate about that as well.
Yeah, there's people, I feel like when you go to like Turning Point USA events or like those kind of events, there's people who are conservative and pro-life, and then there's people who are pro-life, and that's what makes them a conservative. And I think that's definitely my story, and I think that's probably would be you too. You know, it's like we recognize that life begins at conception, and that we need to protect life in this country. And from there, like, that is a conservative issue. That is, conservative candidates, for the most part, are the ones who stand by.
Right, yeah.
So that makes you a conservative. There's a lot of, obviously, other conservative issues that we also stand by.
Yeah.
But that is the core, that is, like, the issue. Like, before I'm conservative, I'm pro-life. And I think that'd probably be the same with you.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
But, yeah. So growing up, is this what you thought you would do? Did you want to work in the media, or did you want to do something else?
I was never one of those kids that was like, oh, I want to be this when I grow up. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I had my interests.
See that. You kind of just like,
I am very all over the place. And like growing up, like I literally have always just had like the girliest interests. Like I grew up doing ballet and like, you know, painting and drawing, very creative. I was always creative for sure. But there was like, I always knew that it wasn't super realistic to be like, you know, a painter artist, right, yeah. You know, and it wasn't realistic to be a ballerina because I like wasn't tall enough, and you know, I didn't have the right body or whatever. And so even though now like ballet is a little bit different and there's more like inclusivity in that way, but I don't know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. There was like days that I would be like, oh, I want to be a wedding planner. And then my mom would be like, okay, but like, what if like a gay couple comes to you?
Oh,
and I'm like,
true.
I was like, wow, mom, like that's right. True. That would have been like a huge debacle as well. But yeah, I always knew that I wanted to like work with people, do something creative, something like that. I actually have an extension of that bikini story if you want.
Okay.
It's okay. It's actually the craziest. I didn't even like include this because it was like later that day, but the craziest thing happened. Okay. So if anyone who knows me knows that my least favorite topic of conversation is like finance and like, like money issues. I hate my dad's like a big finance guy, and I've always just like given him all of that. I'm like, you handle it, King.
Yeah.
Anyway, we went to this rich guy's hot tub, right?
Yeah.
And we had like gone out on the town, then we came back, you know, a few people were like hanging out in his hot tub, whatever. A very long day, if you can't tell, because we were like on the boat and then we went out and then we came back. Anyway. And really we should have gone home, because literally what happened was it ended up being me and then my friend Desiree and him in the hot tub, right? And I know it sounds like it's gonna be crazy. No, but like it was so weird, and like I don't know. I thought he was like a normal guy, like semi-normal. And I guess he is, but it was so weird because he started talking to my friend Desiree about finance.
Okay.
And I already was just like waiting for the conversation to be over because I hate talking about this stuff. I have nothing to contribute, like, you know. But it was the weirdest thing because he was like flirting with me, but then like in this deep conversation with her about finance and like what she wants to do with her career in the future and all this stuff. I'm like, it is like 2 a.m. Like if one more person says Roth IRA, like I'm leaving. Like I hate
terrible.
It. I hated it so much. And then he was like, he kept like trying to get close to me, and I was like so uncomfortable. And I was like, what is going on? And then eventually he goes, but like they were in such deep conversation, like so it was weird. He was like talking to her
that
like across
conversations about finance.
Yeah, like oh my gosh, can't relate. And like I literally like hated the conversation because I bores me to death to talk about this stuff. And I'm just like in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, like when. And there was like, I was like literally looking for a gap in the conversation to be like, okay, like maybe we should go. There was no gap. There was never a gap, you know? And so finally he said something and he was like, okay, like, you know, let's call it a night. And so as soon as he said that, literally he hadn't even finished his sentence, I already called the Uber. And anyway, we're like drying off, whatever, getting our clothes. And they're still talking about, like, still, like, we're wrapping things up. We're going back inside. We're heading out. They're still talking about this. And then, listen to this. And then, I'm like, okay, like, are you, I'm like, to my friend Desiree, I'm like, are you ready to go? And she's like, yeah. And then he's like, wait, what? You guys are leaving? And I was like,
yeah, the night was over.
I know, but I think what happened was he thought he was going to be able to sleep with me. And I was like, what kind of,
like,
after, like, literally not. Oh, and you know, okay, something else he said. Let me backtrack for, like, a second. You guys are going to die when you hear this. So I eventually made it known that I did not like the topic of conversation.
Okay.
But they didn't seem to care. But anyway, I did make it known. And you know what he said in response?
What?
You're going to die. You're going to die. Because I was like, oh, like, I really don't like talking about this stuff. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. Like, let's talk about boys.
Was he being completely sarcastic?
He was, like, literally being so serious. Like,
he was being so serious.
He was being, like, he basically was acting like that was, like, all that I could talk about. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I was like,
sounds like this guy. Sounds like, yeah. Sounds like, I mean, a million red flags, including the bikini drawer.
Right, yeah.
But, I mean, also, it sounds like he's just kind of, I don't know, he has all the red flags of being those. Have you heard those stories about, like, those, the alpha males? Like, not alpha males, like, red pill.
Oh, yes, yeah, like, I know what you're talking about.
Andrew Tate kind of.
Right, yeah, yeah, that's yeah. Really, yeah.
That's what this guy reminds
yeah,
me
of. Yeah, sort of.
Wants to talk about finance, has all these bikinis for girls.
Yeah.
Thinks the only thing girls are good for is being like ditzes and talking about boys.
Yeah.
And thinks that they have the right to sleep with girls. And right. It's interesting because that kind of a guy, like, you know, they're often conservative, which is interesting because those kind of guys are often conservative, yeah. But their morals absolutely suck. Because yeah. I mean, look, like, all the things that I just listed are huge red flags because that kind of a guy is not looking for a relationship. They're looking to use girls and then, like,
yeah.
Think that they're giving these girls these, like, all these privileges because they
can, they're, like, rich or right, whatever. Rich, yeah.
They can give these girls these monies, but it's literally just prostitution in a different form.
Right.
So.
Right. Exactly. I was, like, shocked when he said that because I was like, at I'm that point.
Out of there.
Yeah. Oh, I was so fast. So I was, like, running out of there.
Not know this story.
But yeah, like, I felt like I was just, like, a body to him. Yeah, like, I exactly, felt like he exactly. was so, like, objectifying mm-hmm. me so much. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, you literally think that, like, and he's having, like, an in-depth conversation with, like, my friend. Right. And, like,
which
he obviously thinks is a topic that of value or whatever, like, that she can talk about something of value, but then me, because I didn't want to talk about that specific topic.
Didn't want to talk about a specific thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he probably had preconceived in his head that he didn't want to be with her, you know, and, like,
right,
know,
yeah.
It's still, like,
yeah, you know, he put aside.
Like, right, he could talk to her about all that because he didn't want to be with her. He's probably kind of, you know, in a way that he would never admit, kind of shy, kind of, like, scared to want to be with you, but he wanted to be with you, and so he didn't, you know, he wasn't gonna have those intellectual conversations with you because
right.
he wanted to have sex with you, and that is a huge problem.
Huge.
That guys think that they can just have sex with whoever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
it was crazy because
yeah.
It's almost like he assumed I was gonna stay
like,
over. I was like, what?
That's the other thing. That's what also reminds me that he just seems like such a, like, one of those, like, red pilled. I'm trying to think of their other names. The only one I can think of is Andrew Tate. It's like those
yeah.
guys who think any girl would be blessed to sleep with me, you know?
Right.
If given the opportunity,
yeah,
any girl, like, why would, like, there's no reason she would turn me down, you know? What guys who think that way don't realize is that they think that they're gods, you know? They think that they're, like, mini gods, and they don't realize that girls have standards. And when they get turned down by a girl, you probably, like, that night, by, like, setting the standard and not sleep with him, you
yeah.
probably, like, shook him.
Yeah, you know he mean? Was, like, not expecting that.
He probably was not at all expecting you to get an Uber. Like, it was 2 a.m. He's probably just expecting you to stay there, whether or not you, like, agreed
right.
consensually to sleep with you, you know?
Right.
He's going to have you sleep with him. Like, yeah.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Well, that's a crazy story. You didn't tell me.
I know.
Story.
I know. I was like, I don't think I even told you any of this. I was
yeah,
like, let
did.
Me fill you in on this.
Was that the night before we met for the brunch?
Yeah. I think so.
And we were
yeah.
all exhausted. I mean,
Yeah.
My boyfriend and I were exhausted too, but I don't remember why, but we had something going on that night before, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
The world of dating is crazy
it's
right now.
Insane.
What are your thoughts on the world of dating right now? It's, yeah, you're like my friend right now that's like, because like I have a lot of friends who like are like complaining about being single and doing nothing about it. And then I have friends who are in relationships, and then you're like, you like want to be in a relationship and like argue something about it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about like the world of dating currently?
Yeah, no, it is quite wild, but you know, like you do have to just kind of learn how to weed out who's not for you. And it's gotten better because I've like, I'm almost like more adept to like cluing myself into like the signs instead of like having to go on a date with someone to figure out like, ugh, no.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
I mean, how many, like, you don't have to say, but how many dates do you think you like go on average per week? Or how many did you like used to do and now how many do you?
Yeah, no, I definitely am taking a break right now.
Yeah, but I feel like you used to go on a lot.
I did go on a lot, yeah. I don't know, I probably went on like, there was a time when I like had sort of just moved here and I kind of went on like one date a week. And it was like, it was getting too much because it was like, it was no
with
after no.
Guys.
Yeah.
And it was all no.
It was all no. It was like big fat no's. And like, I don't know, certain guys were just like nice, but not for me.
Right.
And like, yeah, but like, it's not enough guys also are like challenging themselves to, you know, be like who they want to be as like a husband and a father. And like, they almost like are like depending on women to kind of like get them there and like find their faith and everything. And like, I remember that guy that I dated that for like two dates or whatever at St. Patrick's Day, he kept on saying to me that he wanted to date me because I was Catholic. And he's like, I've been wanting to go back to church. And I just kept thinking, you can go back to church on your own.
That's totally the wrong way to do it. And that's also, and I know, because I remember this too. Guys will put good girls on pedestals aren't, they can't live up to that. You know, they're not, you know, girls who, you know, it's funny because I think it's because it's so rare right now in our culture to like find a like quote unquote good girl.
Yeah.
You know, like wants it, but like doesn't have an OnlyFans. Like that, you know,
what I mean?
Like,
yeah.
Like has actual like a little bit of standards. So when they find a girl who like is like a decent human, like I'm not saying that like you're just a decent human, but I'm saying like,
right, like
girls who are like decent, like living a Catholic life, they just like all of a sudden they're like, oh my gosh, she must be a god, you know, because like,
right,
that like what they're used to is seeing, and it's because the guys put themselves in this situation, so they're used to seeing the girls in the clubs, in the bars, you know, who aren't like that.
Yeah.
And once they see a girl who like, you know, knows how to have a good time but like is also like has standards, they're like, oh my gosh. And then they're probably not in a place, you know, if they're finding these girls that are like not really great, they're probably not in a great place themselves because they're going to those places anyway. And so they want you to fix them, and like that's a fixer upper, that's a red flag,
right?
You know,
right,
that's not,
like
that's not what you
that's
need.
Not my damn job.
Exactly,
like fix yourself and then find me. Like there, a lot of these guys shouldn't even be like dating or on the apps or anything. Like there's so many times that I'll like scroll past a profile and it'll say, because there's a lot of dating apps will have like a section like what you're looking for, you know. And a lot of them, you know, some guys, which I have never like even touched their profile, but some guys will be like, oh, like, short term, and I'm like, that's actually disgusting. But you know, other guys will be like long-term relationship, but then there's other guys that are like, oh, I'm just like figuring out what I want.
Yeah, it's like, we'll figure it out without, like...
Like, don't be on a dating app then. Like, you should be on there with intention.
I think there's a lot of, like, fix yourself first. Like, that messaging is geared towards girls a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, take time for yourself. Like, take time to know who you are. Take time to better your prayer life. Like, all this stuff, like, with girls, like, it's super helpful. Like, that's what I did. And I think that that made me so much better of a person to date than if I had started dating right after my last relationship. But... it's not like talked about to guys, you know, like if the guy doesn't have a girl, then they're just like, why can't they get a girl, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas if a girl is single, they're like, yeah, you're taking your time, you're being your single self, like you're bettering yourself.
Right,
and
right.
It's like, it works both ways. Both guys and girls need to take time, get their job in order, get themselves in order.
Yeah, no.
Because also, I mean, the fact is controversial take, but like it shouldn't be that controversial. Like the guy's gonna be the one who's providing for his family.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, of course, like I'm not saying the girl's gonna do nothing. Like
mm-hmm.
personally, I'm always gonna work at least part time. And like it's interesting because Lila Rose just did this video about not just a couple weeks ago about how like people say like, oh, the guy's the one who like is doing the work. Well, the girls are like raising the family. That's
hard
if you
work.
put it in
Yeah.
monetary cost, it's like 6 figures per year. They
Yeah.
have to pay someone to do that. So it's like,
Right.
of course. But what I'm trying to say here is like the guy is gonna be the one who's gonna need to be leveling up in his job.
Yeah,
And you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. Like
Yeah.
that's what we're looking for, that's the way it is.
Like you have to be like a hustler, you have to be motivated,
Mm-hmm.
you have to be like someone who, you know, knows how to handle your finances and like knows how to like go up the ladder. Like as much as I hate all of that stuff, like I hate it for a reason. Like it's for men.
And it's not only for men. I mean, I go
Right,
as far
yeah.
as to say, like, it's all like I always want to be leveling up, and I do always want to work personally. But I
Yeah.
do think sometimes, you know, there's some families where it's only gonna be the guy working, you know. And it's also
Yeah.
like, also if you know, when I have a newborn, I'm not going to be working a full-time job. I'm not gonna be working outside of
Exactly.
the home. I'm gonna be working my job of taking care of the child that we have. So,
Exactly, yeah.
I think that's a big thing. That's a big thing to talk about is
Yeah.
the fact that I mean, that's an interesting take, is that honestly most of the guys, I think more so than women right now, because women know to take time to like better themselves. Guys like don't, it's not society, it's not socially
Right.
acceptable, because guys have so much more of like a conquering method
Yeah.
that like if they don't
Yeah.
have a girl, like what are they doing? But it's like, no, take some time, better yourself, and then go into the dating pool.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. Well, cool. Well, thanks,
Yeah.
Olivia. Thanks for being
Of
on. Thanks for giving your
course.
takes.
Oh
We
my gosh.
appreciate your unique perspective. And you're talking. I know. I feel like you're the perfect person to talk about this whole dating thing right now, because
Yeah.
you are in the middle of it. I
Yeah.
was in the middle of it a couple months ago, so
It's,
I'm honest.
yeah, you have to really just kind of like just do it in doses, because if you like, I was really trying to do it at a certain point of just kind of like process of elimination, which doesn't really work because there's like so many
There's
men
like
in
so many.
the
It's, I think just know your standards, and then
Yeah.
you know, don't even try with anyone who. I'm not saying like the guy has to be perfect. I'm saying know your
Right.
standards, your base standards. You should have base standards, and
Yeah.
then once you have those, you know, yeah,
Exactly.
take a leap of faith. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But yeah. Anyway, thanks again for being on, and to anyone listening, tune in next week. And we'll have another special guest on. Everyone, have a good day.
Bye.